This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Helene powered down to a Category 1 storm after slamming ashore in northwestern Florida last night as a fierce Category 4. At least three people are known dead in the brutal weather, one in Florida, two in Georgia. The AP's Jennifer King.
Hurricane Helene roared ashore in northwest Florida's Big Bend area late Thursday. It made landfall as a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of an estimated 140 miles per hour. The storm moved rapidly inland early Friday. It knocked out power to well over a million homes and businesses in Florida, Georgia, and other states. Hurricane and flash flood warnings were posted as far away as northern Georgia and western North Carolina.
Embattled New York City Mayor Eric Adams is due in court today on charges that he accepted illegal campaign contributions. Though his lawyer is asking for a delay in today's court appearance, Adams says he is innocent. Donald Trump meets with Ukraine's President Zelensky this morning in New York. The AP's Ben Thomas with what Mr. Trump has been saying.
President Zelensky has asked to meet with me.
Donald Trump says he and the Ukrainian leader will sit down in Trump Tower 2 days after he described the country this way.
Ukraine is gone.
And suggested Ukraine should have made concessions instead of going to war with Russia.
If they made a bad deal, it would have been much better. They would have given up a little bit. And everybody would be living and every building would be built.
Vice President Kamala Harris described calls for Ukraine to cede territory this way.
Proposals for surrender, which is dangerous and unacceptable.
Trump maintains he'd be able to end the war quite quickly, despite admitted friction with Zelensky.
He's making little nasty aspersions toward your favorite president, me.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. Now to Southwest Airlines and some changes. The AP's Haya Panjwani with the latest.
If you flew Southwest Airlines because of its open seating, that's about to change. The airline is planning to charge passengers extra for more legroom. It'll also offer red-eye flights. But bags still fly free. The airline announced that it plans to end the open boarding system it's used for more than 50 years and start flights with assigned seats in early 2026. The move is in response to shifting customer tastes and an attempt to reverse a three-year slump in profits. At an investor meeting in Dallas, Southwest executives say they can increase revenue by winning over younger and more affluent customers. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The American economy expanded at a healthy 3% annual pace from April through June, boosted by strong consumer spending. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.